For ETV Radio, this is South Carolina Focus. I'm Tut Underwood. It was a sound heard often by Larry Doby, the crack of the bat and the roar of the crowd. Larry Doby played in the major leagues from 1947 to 1959 and was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1998, the second African-American to play Major League Baseball behind Jackie Robinson and the first in the American League. Doby was, as he would always say, a native of Camden. The Cleveland Indians recently unveiled a statue to honor the memory of their legendary player. Catherine Richardson, director of the Archives and Museum in Camden, says Indians owner Bill Veeck was determined to have Doby on his team.
The man that drafted him, the owner of the team, told the people that didn't want to play with him that they could get traded, that he was going to be way more famous than any of them ever would be, and that turned out to be true.
Richardson named another of the many honors bestowed upon Doby, a forever stamp from the U.S. Postal Service, presented at a ceremony in Camden.
We're very proud of Larry, and I was so happy to see the crowd that came out when we unveiled the forever stamp for him. It was so impressive, and it was black and white. He's our native son, and we're very proud that we could have a part in raising a person of that stature. And he loved Camden.
Tom DiDotto is sports editor at the Camden Chronicle Independent and met Doby several times. He adds to the list of Doby's achievements.
People sometimes tend to forget that in 1948, the Cleveland Indians won the World Series, and he was the first African-American player to play on a World Series champion. And Larry led the American League. He led him twice in home runs, twice in RBI. So he had a very good career. One time I asked him, what did playing in the World Series, being a World Series champion, mean to the black community? And he said, everybody can associate with a champion. And that's what Jackie Robinson did not have at that time, and Larry did.
Whirring cicadas indicate the sounds of summer, like baseball, that still characterize Camden. Richardson thinks his raising here may have helped instill Doby with the inner calm and courage to achieve what he did.
And he was just a great person. Had such character, and he bore up under such indignities. You know, he was on the field getting things thrown at him and people spitting on him. I mean, I just can't imagine. And he never flinched.
DiDotto said being in Robinson's shadow never bothered Doby. He let his playing do his talking for him as he batted left and threw right. And the statue, which DiDotto said should have come long ago, is a well-deserved testament to his skill.
Even their owner, Mr. Dolan in Cleveland, said it was an honor long overdue. It should have been something that happened years ago because he was beloved in Cleveland. People still talk about Larry Doby in and around Cleveland, not only in baseball, but just for what he did for the city and what he did for the franchise.
Doby, whose number 14 was retired by the Cleveland Indians, was elected in 1973 to the South Carolina Hall of Fame.
Yogi Berra said, all his years on and off the field, all he meant was goodness and hope. And that's him. That's how I get all choked up.
Following Doby's retirement as a player, he went on to become the second black manager in the majors. This South Carolina Focus report also can be heard on etvradio.org. With South Carolina Focus, I'm Tut Underwood for ETV Radio, South Carolina Public Radio.